In our previous year, we began a concept, discussing the concept of Kol Dover Shebechoiva Ein Abo Elam Nachulin, and discussing from where we know this halacha. And the Poskim discuss this halacha that has very far-reaching consequences and areas of different areas of halacha. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet Sif Katan Aleph in Hilchis Shalach Manas on Purim Matanas Lav Yoyim on Purim says that one cannot use Meiser funds to give Shalach Manas, because it's a davar to give matan slav yoinim, because he's obligated to give them. Similarly, many people have the minig of giving machtz shekel. One may not use machtz shekel funds for. One may not use machtz shekel meiser funds to give his machtz shekel. However, the Paiskim do discuss that if one is giving extra, more than he's obligated to give in the Matanis Lavyonim, more than he's obligated to give a Machzis HaShekel, then the halacha is that he could use his Meiser funds. However, the Maril makes a very important point. And he says that the only time that we have the halacha, a kol davar shebechoiva ein abo elam min achulin, it's only in a situation where both obligations are financial obligations. So if I'm obligated to spend money because of one reason, so I can't use that same money to cover another obligation. As in our Gemara, if I'm obligated to use the Ma'aser Sheni money in Yerushalayim, I can't also use that money for Oilus Riya. But if the one obligation is not a financial obligation, and the other is a financial obligation, he says that is not a problem. So, and based on this, there are many different halachas that come up. Based on this, the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim Siman Tuf Kaf Samaches Divrei Maskil Kosev Maril quotes the Maril speaking about the following situation. He speaks about a woman who made a neder that she's going to visit Kivrei Tzadikim in a certain city. She never got around to fulfill her obligation, and then she had to go visit that city for a different reason, for a business trip. And the question is, can she at that time when she's visiting the city anyway also be mekayim her neder of visiting the Kivrei Tzadikim in that city? And the Maril says that yes, because he says her obligation was never that she has to spend money to go to the Kivrei Tzadikim. Her obligation was that she has to visit those Kivrei Tzadikim. And therefore, he says, if she somehow could get to the Kivrei Tzadikim without spending any money, that's fine. And therefore, in this case, where she's in the city anyway, it's fine. And he gives an example. He says, what would be the halacha if somebody made a neder to fast a certain amount of days? And amongst those days, there's a tainus that comes up during those days. Can you, so to speak, kill two birds with one stone? So he says, again, since you didn't, the obligation wasn't regarding spending money, the halacha was that there is no din of davar shebechoiva ein abo elam min achulin. And he says that actually, our Gemara is the raya to that. Because our Gemara says that one could use the meiser to buy shalmi simcha. How come? Why indeed? The answer is because there is no mitzvah to spend money for the shalmi simcha. The mitzvah is to be besimcha through eating kabbanos. And therefore, you could be mekayim, even you could have your shalmi simcha bought with, you could have your shalmi simcha bought with meiser money. The Shalos Teshuvos Rav Pa'alim discusses someone who had a cholim. We know that if somebody has a bad dream, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about this extensively. On Shabbos, he fasts, but he has to make up that day. So, let's say the Shalos Teshuvos Rav Pa'alim discusses somebody had a bad cholim on Shabbos, which was on Yontif. So, the halach is if you fast on Yontif, you have to make it up. If you fast on Shabbos, you have to fast. Can he fast one day to make up both? So he says, just like we find a very famous Gemara, Gemara's Masech Krisis, Daf Yudal Raman Aleph, Yesh Oich Lachil Achas V'chayiv Lo Hei Chatos, Eit Chelev Yom Kippur, and you carried it. So just like you can make many Averis with one act, so too you could have many mitzvahs with one act. The Shalos Teshuvos Beis Yehuda speaks about a person who obligated himself to learn every day 18 Parakim and Mishnayos. And he also learns Masechta Shabbos every Shabbos Mishnayos. Could he do both at the same time? And again he says, just like the Maril said, that only when it comes to spending money, the same money can't be used twice. In other areas of halacha, we could be more lenient. In general, there's another heter that the Paiskim discuss with regarding this halacha of kol davar shebechayva ein bo ela min achulin. Because as we discussed quite extensively in the previous shiur, all of the sources that teach us the halacha of kol davar shebechayva ein bo ela min achulin were regarding kachin. And therefore, the Netziv wants to suggest that this whole concept of kol davar shebechayva ein bo ela min achulin is limited to kachin. Most paiskim don't follow that opinion. Most paiskim hold that we don't say kol davar shebechayva. We say kol davar shebechayva ein bo ela min achulin even in other areas. But they do accept what the Maril says. That when it's not an issue of spending money, it's easier. Because the question comes up, we have a chiyuv to say Krishma every day, and we have a chiyuv to learn Torah every day. So how can we do both at the same time? So the Shalos Teshuvos Maramshik, Chelek Eruchayim, Simen Shin Chof Gimel, discusses this question. And again, he says that this concept was only said regarding Kabbonis, not regarding mitzvahs. And that's why, and he brings a raya, because the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, says that the Kohanim can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with eating truma. Either have a mitzvah to eat matzah, and they have a mitzvah to eat truma. So we see that you could do two mitzvahs at the same time. However, there are different tshuvas. There's a tshuva from the Shalos Teshuvos Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Gimel. He discusses a question that unfortunately came up all too often after the Holocaust, where people lost family and they didn't know which day their family member died to hold yahrzeit. And he discusses there a question where the person knew the day his mother passed away. He didn't know the day his father passed away. So the halach is when somebody doesn't know he knows his relative passed away, but he doesn't know which day he passed away, you designate a day for a yahrzeit. So the question was, can this person designate the day that he's holding yahrzeit for his mother anyway to also be the yahrzeit for his father? And he discusses and he quotes a Shaila Shetshuvas Tshura Shai that takes a strict approach. He says that one cannot pick that same day for both. And part of the reason he says is called Davar Shebechayva Eina Ba'al Min HaChulin. He's already using that. That day is already a yahrzeit day for him for the passing of his father. And since it's a yahrzeit day for the passing of his father, he should not also use the same day as a yahrzeit. It's a yahrzeit day for his mother. He should not use the same day for his father. However, there's a fascinating, interesting tshuva regarding a very interesting, similar question, which was asked to Rav Avadya Yosef. The tshuva is in Chelek Ches, Yoredeya, Simen Lamed Zayin. The question that was asked over there was that somebody is paying someone to say Kaddish because they lost a relative. And now the person who's saying Kaddish, as he's saying Kaddish, he became an Avel himself. He lost his father. And he's saying Kaddish for his father. Does that person, can he say Kaddish for both? Because he's saying Kaddish for his father that he lost, and he's also saying Kaddish for the person who paid him. So one question is, should that continue? Another question is, even if it continues, can that person who's paying say, I don't have to pay you the whole amount, because you're not only saying Kaddish for me, you're also saying Kaddish for yourself. So, Rav Avadya Yosef, in the first part of the tshuva, quotes many of the different sources that we've already discussed. He then has a discussion in Ois Dalid that when somebody says Kaddish for two people, it doesn't detract from any of the neshamas. He says, if you say Kaddish for two different people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed, he could say Kaddish, he could accomplish Kaddish for two people at the same time. He says the same we find that the Aflah says that if somebody's supporting somebody who's learning, the person who's learning need not be concerned that that the schar of his learning will be deducted. He says just like a candle, when you light a candle from one to the other, it doesn't take away from the original light. So too, by Talmud Torah, by supporting someone who's learning, the person who's giving the money gets schar, but it doesn't take away from the schar of the person who's learning. And in fact, he quotes an Aruch Chaim and Parshas Kisisa, who says that by every situation of Yisachar and Zvulun, where one person is supporting another person, there's enough for both. And he says, similarly, the Gemara says in Masechta Soita, Daf Chof Aleph, Amar Aleph, that women get schar for supporting their husband's learning. But that doesn't mean, says Rabbi Avadya Yosef, that it takes away from the husband's schar. He gets the full schar for the learning. And the same thing here. He says, even though this person is saying Kaddish for more than one person, doesn't take away from that, from the schus for both neshamas. And he quotes a Shail Setshuvas Chelkus Yaakov, Chel Gimel, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, where he was asked the question just the opposite, where somebody's already saying Kaddish for his father, and while he's saying Kaddish for his father, he was asked to say Kaddish for someone else for pay, and it was a decent pay. So he says that there's no problem, to do it, because it doesn't take away from either the Kaddish. He could say for both, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has enough to do for the Neshamas, for both of the Neshamas. He also adds that this person's father, whom he's saying Kaddish for, would actually probably be satisfied that his son should have this source of income. But he does, the Chelkos Yaakov does add that it would be appropriate that he should use some of the income that he's getting to do something for the neshama of his departed father. Rav Moshe, he quotes a Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe, where there's somebody who part of his panosis to say Kaddish for people who are no longer here, and he could he say Kaddish for a number of Niftarim. And he says, certainly that he can. Rav Moshe gives some sort of advice that amongst the Kaddishim that this person says every day, he should say, what, by every Kaddish, he should have in mind one Niftar, but all the Kaddishim work for all the Niftarim. The Shalos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelek Dalet Siman Tzadik Zayin, is not so comfortable with that, but he says a different svara. He says that the halacha is that mechavdoi b'moisai, that one has to do kibbutz avim even after one's parents aren't here, but that's not needed to spend money. And therefore here, where it's required that he would have to give up the income, he's not obligated to give up the income. But again, the Chabina Rav and Shalos HaTshuvos Jevim Mishorim, Chelek Beis Simen Tezvav, also says that one person could say Kaddish for more than one Niftar. Clearly we see that even though there's a concept of Kol Dovah Shebechoiva, Ein Abo Ela Menachulin, it's not applied in all cases. Especially, we have two heterim. We have the heter of the Maril, that says it's only in a place where it involves spending money, where the mitzvah is fulfilled with spending money. If the mitzvah is not necessarily need not be fulfilled by spending money, we don't have this rule. And we also have the concept that others suggest, the Maram Shik and others suggest, that this whole concept of Kol Dovah Shebechoiva and Ein Bo Ela Menachulin is only said by Kachim in no other area of Halacha.